Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour, John Machota in studio on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. First time ever.
My fist bump.
What do you think that's from, John? Fist pump.
Well, he's looking at mine right now.
Yeah, that's not a real fist pump. That's our Jersey Shore.
Oh,
RJ Choppy dedication right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's so funny.
Did you watch? Give me the non-football top three things on John Machota's DVR.
Oh, The Office is so far above everything else. Love The Office.
Okay.
Which is crazy because they're doing a spinoff that involves a newspaper company. You think I'd love it. And I just,
What's the spinoff?
They're doing it like it's going to be this newspaper in Toledo, but it's all new cast members. And I saw a preview of it. I'm like, I don't think that's going to be for me.
Did you check out when Michael left and they brought in his replacements or you didn't love it as much?
I didn't love it as much, but I still watch. But yeah, no, Michael Scott is the goat of goats. Like, that's the greatest TV character ever. I don't think you can replicate that, especially when you watch like the cuts of who else read for the part and things like that. Like, there's just I wouldn't be as obsessed with it if it wasn't for him. But I'm very sports driven. 99% of my life is sports driven. What I'm watching, but if I'm not watching sports, I can watch The Office just over and over and over again.
And what's two? Is there a Netflix, a binge, a category? I know you're not watching
an Eminem documentary.
No, it's honestly it's documentaries. When I talk about Netflix doing that series, and that I don't love it as much as I think other people do, but I mean, and I'm a huge Netflix fan. Like, my top three favorite things that I've seen in probably the last 4 or 5 years are, it's The Last Dance, it's the Tom Brady roast, and it's the manhunt for Osama bin Laden.
It's
great.
Like, I watched the manhunt too.
So good.
So you're putting Last Dance definitely over The Gambler.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that they'll ever produce something that's on the level of Last Dance. I mean, for me, Michael Jordan is just on this level that nobody else will reach. But I will say, like I wrote when I wrote my review of The Gambler, I said that, you know, that's why for me it's hard to write this flowery sports story when I write, because that's not real life and that's not sports. And just like how those cameras were set up to be, this is going to be the final run that Jerry's finally going to get back to how it was in the 90s. And not only does he not get there, it's what I believe is the worst loss in Cowboys history. And the cameras are there for all of it. And so that's not in The Last Dance, but even Michael Jordan, it was set up perfect for him to hit that shot in Utah and go out in the sunset. And he still had to come back and play for the Wizards, you know? So, I mean, that's the real life. Real life is not the storybook ending.
John Machota in studio from The Athletic, the Twitter account that you go to first for all your Cowboys news. Jerry's doing this media tour now. He sat down with Irvin, playmaker, for an hour yesterday. We have a clip from his sit down. I know you're surprised he sat down with Stephen A.
Yeah.
Again.
I didn't, after last year with all the, I don't know that his brain is working right. He might have dementia. After all that, I didn't think he'd sit down with him again.
Yeah. And he walked in it. So whenever Tad, I'm hooking you guys up here, Tad bust your guys' balls for getting something wrong or being too hard on Jerry, be like, you let Stephen A. say that he had Alzheimer's and call him Joe Biden of football, and you allowed him to step in here for an interview. So you can fire that back at Tad. You're welcome. I don't have to see him daily like you all. I wouldn't comment either. Here's a little clip from his sit down today.
We've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third. This will be a good one.
John, Jerry Jones is acting like agents don't exist and should not exist, that they should be eradicated off the face of the earth. He negotiated with Eugene Parker for Deion in The Gambler. We saw that, and he is so disgusted over the thought that David Mulligetta would have a say or an opinion. I don't get it.
I don't either, and that's why the more he does say things like this, the more I kind of believe in a conspiracy theory of maybe he'd never wanted to sign Micah Parsons. You put that out there that, hey, we talked, everybody knows it, but you're really like, come on, he's not going to do it without David Mulligetta. His representation is going to have to be there. But you can say to everybody that you talked, you can say the guarantees were there. I tried. See, I told you I tried. And then in the end, it's you'll play out your rookie deal. If that goes well, we franchise tag you. If that goes well, we could franchise tag you again. But in the midst of all of that, there could be some moments where, hey, maybe we come back together, we work out a long-term deal. But I'm comfortable with playing it out that way.
What's more likely, that Micah gets tagged and plays next year under that, or they trade him under the tag? Tag and trade, tag and play.
Tag and play. I still don't see a scenario when Micah Parsons' prime years aren't in Dallas. It would be the most surprising thing since I've covered. So the last 15 years would be him playing in his prime years anywhere other than in Dallas. As ugly as this gets, I still think he'll be in Dallas. Right now, number one to me is certainly the Dak Prescott taken over in 16, and then Tony not getting the job back and them having that success. So right now, that's in the throne.
As stories or ugliness?
No, stories. I mean, stories. Like the most incredible, like surprising stories to me.
Yeah. All right. You got something else, Bob?
No, I was just going to say, I think if he plays out this option here and they tag him, I think he's out of here. Because I just think the Cowboys at that point will go, this has gone on too long.
And you've been saying that for like 2 weeks, and now mm-hmm. Schefter's kind of starting to say that as well.
Schefter and Choppy, both the same. They're just taking my stuff. Look at that.
Let's get to worst take.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
It is worst take. This is where we take the absolute worst takes that we've heard over the last week, whether they be in sports, entertainment, society, whatever else, and we go through them, and then we vote on them on the fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, and I think we got our winner on Monday, to be honest.
John, especially, this is John's automatic vote.
John, do you know Monica McNutt? Or know of her?
Oh, I already know what this is.
Yeah, I know you do know what this is. Drewski.
How dare you.
Showed up on the set of First Take last week in a Barry Sanders, number 20, blue jersey that said Sanders on the front. Showed up in that, and Monica McNutt identified the jersey incorrectly.
All right, so the jersey. Let's get into it, because obviously this ties to one Shedeur Sanders, who balled out in his first preseason game.
I'm sorry, Barry Sanders.
But the tie, the tie is the Sanders. Bear with me. But let's get into Shedeur, because appropriate that you're also a fan there, right?
It's so bad.
You're going to find something that's going to top this for me.
No, I don't think so.
A guy from Detroit who... As much as I said, Michael Jordan is the GOAT to me. Like, the GOAT of my GOATs is Barry Sanders. So.
What is another Michigan jersey that would be second on the offense list there? Like, the yellow four for C-Web?
That's a good question.
I don't think there'd be a baseball player, certainly not recently. No. You're not going to know Miggy's number just like that.
Yeah, because in Detroit. Yeah,
11 Isaiah? 11 it's blue?
Yeah, Isaiah's a good one, because the GOATs in Detroit are certainly Barry, Isaiah, Joe Louis and Gordie Howe. So it would be, and just the jersey doesn't stand out as much as, especially because he's in that clip wearing it backwards.
It's says so Sanders funny. 20 it
says, when do they also, that's the thing that gets lost. When do they now change sports jerseys to the front with the name on
the
front?
Yeah, this is the other thing. It did remind me of, there was once in 2017, Jalen Smith had just finished his first year of playing. And Dennis Rodman had gone on ESPN, and he was wearing a 54 Randy White jersey. And Jalen Smith posted it all over social. Thanks for the support, Dennis Rodman. Yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, dude, that is so bad.
That's nowhere near as bad as this.
This is bad. This is bad from Monica McNutt. She just shouldn't have been up there moderating it. Next one here. Look, everybody wanted to know about Myles Garrett and his speeding issues this week. That was something. He's had a lot of these issues. The problem may have come in the way that it was asked by an individual named Jeff Schudel. Or Schudel, I don't know how you say his name, but he's a Browns reporter out there who decided to cut at it this way.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100, like, a mile
per hour? I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off-field other than the back-to-school, you know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
It's like he's interviewing an astronaut. Like, let us know what it's like to land on the moon. That speedometer, take us through it.
Yeah, it's like he's talking about, and it's a bad thing. Like it was a bad thing. Like, if you were to take, let's say a player were to get arrested for drunk driving. Like, what he basically just did was like, how sweet was that buzz, though? What kind of rush did you feel getting behind the wheel and seeing things a little bit and being like, you know what, this is kind of like a game for me. How intense was that as a competitor?
John, what? Is there like one embarrassing presser moment or media scrum moment that jumps out to you that you've had?
When you made Jason Garrett cry.
I don't think that was embarrassing. I really did want to know what he thought. I mean, I knew his dad wasn't doing well and it was Father's Day. So, but I didn't know. There's nothing that I'll think of one, but that clip, the thing that stood out to me was kind of going back to what we said earlier about CeeDee Lamb. Like, I think CeeDee really loses it on something like that. Whereas like the times I've been around Miles, whether it be here or at like the Pro Bowl, he's a guy I've always wanted to come to the Cowboys because he's very media friendly, you know. So for him to react that way, I thought that was kind of interesting. He's a really good dude.
Well,
so.
There's been leadership questions.
No, I know.
Him there.
I know. Well, I should say good dude as what I know him as and being around him media wise. I don't know his everyday life and that, but I can't think of one that I've really been. I'm sure there has to be one that I really dropped the ball.
Bobby, you keep score. You got one on John? Yeah. A hold over his head?
No, John doesn't misstep. John's solid. This is we're gonna stay in Cleveland for the third one here. We played it a little bit earlier in the show. Shedeur Sanders, very easy question for you, buddy. Dylan Gabriel got his statement misconstrued. Said, "Oh, we're about entertainers. I'm a competitor," and said, "Hey, I explained all of it. I apologize to him." So Shedeur Sanders, pretty easy question. Did you believe him?
So did you believe him when he told you was it on you?
Did I believe him?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're trying to start stuff now.
Yeah.
I feel like you're trying to start stuff. I mean, he's doing his job. He's supposed to. Do I feel like he did? I don't know. And that's not on me to sit here and be like, oh, he did it. That's not going to change my life in any way.
Yes. That's all you have to say. Yeah. Did you believe him? Yep.
Yeah. What was that noise in the background?
It was raining. It was raining. Oh. Yeah.
Taking a shower.
I can see Shedeur being like, y'all are going to have to come to me. I'm Sharon. I'm not going out there today. And then finally, we've got these three. Monica McNutt's going to win it. Although this is a pretty bad take. We're going to nominate a joint nominee for Amanda Sharif and Yousef Sharif for saying that RJ Choppy is the funniest one on the show. Or funnier than me. They don't think he's funnier than Sean. But they said that Choppy's funnier than me. And I couldn't stand that. I couldn't live with that. And I don't like your face right now, John, and how you're not just immediately cackling at the suggestion. And so I just wanted to, like, Sean was saying, I'm sure you just run around, like, putting your phone in front of people in the press box. I'm like, that's exactly what I do, actually. Yeah. Yep, 100%. He's laughing because he knows that's true. So I'm just going to have you blind react to a meme of mine and just grade it for me, okay? What would you grade that meme right there? What? So he's not even...
Is it what you showed me earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby,
and no way is that funny.
That is a good one.
It's completely inappropriate.
That is a good one. John.
You listen to the show enough because you're monitoring Jerry interviews and everything else. Is Bobby or Choppy funnier?
I would say Bobby, but I know Bobby better.
Yeah,
but I mean, RJ's got a good sense of humor about things.
Yeah, and Peyton,
his football takes, for instance,
and Peyton and me are definitely like third and fourth. That's the way the voting ended up. They voted me fourth.
Okay, I don't think there's a huge gap or anything like that where it just, you know, where there's just one person isn't funny or there's just one person that's super funny and the rest are just kind of all setting up layups.
I think it's
there.
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So good, Garrett.
Hey, that Romo picture is probably the worst thing that I've done.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, that's
what
right.
What was
Romo.
It?
He was, it was when he was jogging and he had his jersey look full and everybody's like, is Romo fat? And it just caused a...
Oh, is your picture?
Yeah, because it was like, you know, when you're out at camp, like, I'm just firing off because like the sun's coming down. I'm just like firing off pictures. But then I didn't even look at it. And then it's blown up on Twitter that he looks like he's overweight.
Yeah.
And now he's got to be asked all these questions about it and everything like that.
But did you get backlash just for the picture without adding commentary thinking he was out of shape?
No, I just said Tony Romo. And then so, but people were like, you did this on purpose or whatever. Like, I like purposely like took 20 pictures and like, let me put one where he's like overweight.
Was Tony mad at you?
No, he laughed about it. Like, he didn't, he didn't think it was a big deal at all. But that's the one that I remember. I was just like, I had to like explain it to a bunch of people.
Speaking of quarterbacks and Shador and backups, what's your take on what should happen here at number two? Because I think Will Greer should play tonight. And because we know Joe can't be the backup. I don't think Joe's going to be the backup. Bobby disagrees. Number two quarterback.
I think it is going to be Joe Milton. I think he's going to play well tonight. I think.
Really? Why?
Yeah, the way he was talking the other day, and this does make sense, is that his approach in those first two preseason games was like, these are preseason games. I'm going to work on some stuff. And this is going to be one where he treats it more as a game because really the expectation is he isn't going to play. He's a backup quarterback. This is your last chance to really show. And I believe that was kind of the game plan going in the game when he played for the Patriots against the Bills at the end of last season. So I'm not saying he's going to light it up, but I think that this will be the best of the three. And also I come back to Jerry says all the time how he gave Dak $60 million. Jerry doesn't want to spend any money on a backup quarterback. And to be honest with you, if Dak gets hurt and this thing just goes down the drain, isn't it time to have a high draft pick and, you know, just let the season play out and see what you have to do there.
Yeah, but I wanted them to do that with Trey Lance last year, and they wouldn't play him for Cooper. Screwing up the draft pick even
more.
Mike
McCarthy was fighting for his...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Job, man. He was trying to keep it. By the way, Monica McNutt winning this in a landslide on the fan text.
I don't know how you feel about this, but there's just a
McCarthy?
Lot of... no, about Joe Milton. I am a sucker for the big arm type. Like, I like Jay Cutler and Matthew Stafford. And
Jim Drunken Miller.
And so, for me, I understand, like for Babe Laufenberg, he will not like the mental side of some of these quarterbacks, but for me, that's secondary to
traits
the arm.
Are awesome. They are awesome.
And so that's why for me, I've always been more interested in the upside of Joe Milton than I ever was with Trey Lance.
Did yesterday with Jerry and Michael Irvin changed Nick Eatman's mind about what's going to happen with Micah Parsons and who is on Nick's roster bubble for tonight's final preseason game. We preview the Falcons with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com next. Let's preview tonight and get his thoughts on yesterday's fireworks. It's Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. We'll crosstalk with KNC at Freebirds today. If you want to get your lunch there on Beltline in Dallas, we got John Machota in studio as a guest co-host. And I know you absorb a lot of talk radio. Do you like doing talk radio? This is your first time up here ever?
It is my first time up here, but yeah, I love it. I love podcasting. I enjoy talking about sports more than the writing side of it. Like, I'm not this traditional, I got into journalism because I love writing or whatever. I got into journalism because it would get me into watching sports and paid to watch sports all the time, you know? And so I think I've gotten better over the years, but like, it is definitely not. I'm not like some naturally like good writer or anything like that.
I think you are. Nick would agree.
Let's get this clip real quick for Nick of Jerry on Michael Irvin's podcast. And they're like, why are we even here with Micah? Why didn't you pay him earlier like all the other stars?
I would like to list right beside that the ones that I paid early that I wish I hadn't paid early, relatively speaking. The ones that I have paid as early as what we're talking about here that I shouldn't have paid early, that we should have. I've seen a few more things come down the pike. And so I let me say this. I have never not written a check because of having paid the players I paid early. I've never not written a check to get that done. So it hasn't kept me from being able to write a check. And keep this in mind, what you're paying a player for, a player, not in any way. I'm the biggest fan in the world, and I appreciate what a player has done up until that point, especially one that has really, really done well enough to be in the top 10 or 12% of the paid players. But none of what you're paying him is for what he's done in the past, not a cent. It's all about what he's going to do.
He's 26. I don't understand this.
But he could get hit by a car.
What he's going to do, Nick Eatman, help me, Nick. What did you think of all this with Michael Irvin and Jerry yesterday?
Well, I won't say exactly what I think about all of it, but there's really the timing of it that just seems to really suck. I mean, this is somebody that's putting out their own, our own Deep Blue documentary, and I swear we can't get any other news tonight. Like, it can't be a slow news day either. It's an 8-part series from Jerry getting put out 2 days before, or then this. Anyways, I agree with all of that. As far as the part of you pay what's going to happen, and I think Jerry has been burned over the years. I mean, we're talking way back. You know, back in the Aikman, Emmett, Irvin, you know, Dion, all of that about paying for what they've done and not for what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So, but I don't, you know, you say he's 26. I think it's more about, are you going to, and this isn't just Micah, this is everybody. Are you going to continue to be as hungry, work as hard, do all of the things, the film, the study, everything that it takes for you to be at the top of your game? Are you going to do that just the same as you did before? Are you going to take your foot off the gas a little bit? So it's not about he's got 5 or 6 more years, but are they going to be the same 5 or 6 years that got him to this point in the contract?
Nick,
and I think that.
Sorry, Nick and John Machota, same question. Do you think there's a difference in questioning Micah's work ethic or doing all the training and being ready to go compared to Dak and Lamb? You have a question more about Micah with that, Nick? I'll start with you.
I don't think it's about work ethic like that. I think, you know, they keep throwing the leadership part of it. I just think it's the hunger, it's the desire. But I've never understood that with Micah. I just think he might be different than some others in his own way. But he's ready to go. I don't feel like he is ever a guy that you would have to question.
Yeah.
From a standpoint of like, you know, is he going to be ready? He's going to get his body ready. He's going to do it in his own, you know, unconventional ways. But I don't think he's ever said he's not ready to go.
What do you think of that, John?
Yeah, I agree with Nick. I don't think of him as not being ready in terms of his conditioning and being prepared. And I think we'll see that in the opener. I think he's going to play, and I think it's going to be on very little. I mean, obviously, he isn't going to have training camp behind him, and I think he's going to play well. The thing for me with Micah is, it's honestly, and I know a lot of people think this is stupid, but I'm telling you, this stuff matters in sports. It's body language. It's the way, like, even at these practices, the way he sits, and you just kind of like, I don't want to be there. It's times at practice where, you know, the team's stretching, and it's not this year, but in the past, where like he's just kind of off, just kind of doing his own thing, doesn't really care about this part of it. You know, like there's little things like that that I'm telling you, like it is a big thing with a lot of people about the body language, especially when you're the team's best player. You are the team's most talented player. I've made the argument, and I will continue to make the argument, that he is the biggest reason for three consecutive 12-win seasons. He's not the only reason. It's not that there aren't other people that are on there, but when they got him, things changed. And so he has all of that. They just need a little bit of the other stuff.
You know, I wonder how much of the, when it comes down to, like, for instance, in comparison to Dak and Lamb, Dak is the leader of their work ethic group. Like, he's the guy that's out there all the time and overworking and different things like that. I don't think Mike has got a conditioning problem. If anything else, and Nick, you might be able to speak to this, or you can ignore it if you feel like it's too close. But I think the bigger question is just, sometimes, has Micah always been prepared the right way in the classroom at times? Like, has he been present for all of the different things that he needs to do? Has he spent enough time on task with his work? Is he out there knowing his assignment just down 100% every single time? That, to me, I think is a bigger question for them in terms of preparation than the conditioning itself.
Right. And especially now, especially with the next contract, because, and you know, Dez Bryant's been mentioned a few times in some of this, and Dez is, I think, a good example of this. His first 4 or 5 years, you could just go out athlete people. You were better than them, and you could go and do it. It didn't matter where you were lining up. But the last few years of when you couldn't do that the same. The athletes got better. Age catches up to everybody, and now you have to kind of figure out different ways to be savvy in your out running and all the things to kind of prolong your career. And that's where I think it was tougher for him to dominate. And I think that's for any player. Same with Mike. Go out there. If you're not prepared as much, that's fine. Just go beat the guy off the edge and get to the quarterback. Yeah. Well, you know, when that slows down or the injuries kind of pile up, how are you going to take it to the next level? But that's not just a Micah thing. That's every player from 25 to 30, you know, maybe 27 to 32. It's figuring that part out. And I think that's a question that, you know, I want to see that list that Jerry's talking about. I want to see, I think I know one player that he's probably referring to, but I'd like to see some others that he thinks, you know what, I might have done this differently had I known how things were going to play out.
Hey, Nick, what do you think about his body size and body type for that position and the longevity at that position? Because it's always something for me that I've wondered, like, will this get to a point where it's just like all pro, all pro, all pro, and then it just starts, you're like, yeah, I don't know. It seems like, and then there's the injuries and things like that. Do you think about that at all with him?
Yeah, because I do. And the thing about it is, if you just watch him, if you just look at him, look at the body type, it doesn't add up to how great he is. You know, he's got this like strength about him that, you know, and he's not crazy like this. This is probably not a great example at all, but like, why was Dennis Rodman like the best rebounder? Like, why? And he just was. I mean, he wasn't the biggest, strongest, but he just figured it out. I mean, and here's another one, maybe a better example. Charles Haley didn't look like he would be like the most menacing Myles Garrett type, but he was.
Yeah.
It's a combination of everything, and it's strength inside that you just don't necessarily see, and how to use your hands and how to push and all that. So you say that about the body size. Yeah, it's all it's going to change, you know, in these next 5 years or so. And so, I think you do worry about that. But then again, the contract he's trying to get, you certainly wouldn't put that on a linebacker. So he's in that in-between role that I guarantee it's been a part of the discussion, if there have been discussions.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Before we preview tonight, Nick, Anything else from yesterday's interview that really jumped out to you, surprised you, or changed your mind about this outcome with Jerry and Michael Irvin discussing?
The biggest surprise was just how quiet Michael was. I mean, Michael's just doing like the nod thing, you know. It's just like, you know, now he wanted to talk a lot too, but it's funny, you know, Michael being on the other end of it, though, just watching that dynamic was kind of interesting. Because Jerry is just dropping gold here, you know. But I do give Michael credit for it. He was just like, wait, hold on. What did you say?
Yeah.
you know, it was definitely an interesting thing. I can't think of one or two things because I had heard some of that. I mean, you'd heard that there was a deal in place and that basically, you know, Jerry's basically saying we don't need the agent until it's time to, you know, turn it in and things like that. And I don't know if I disagree with him, but I think that's the operations he's done in the past. And for this reason, it's not, you know, it's not what's on the table, but it sounds like there's got to be more to it than just a couple of, you know, I's to dot and T's to cross. I feel like there's more to it there, but who knows?
Nick, who is on your watch list for tonight? Who is tonight important for against the Falcons?
I mean, I hate to say the obvious, but, you know, you have to figure out what's going on at quarterback. I mean, you have to see I just wonder what the Cowboys are thinking about their next plan. If Milton doesn't play well, doesn't give them – and I don't think he's going to do anything tonight to say, oh, he's the backup. I think it's very clear he's probably not ready to be the backup. So I don't know, you know, that they want to see one more time. But I bet you Trey Lance, it was clear at this point, too. They still played him. They just he needs reps. He needs reps. But what's the plan after that? Because if it is Will Grier, I'd like to see Will Grier get some snaps, too.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder that they have something else in mind with another player that maybe isn't on the roster. Because if not, then I don't know why the backup quarterback isn't getting more reps with your team, because I just don't feel like there's any way it could be Milton.
Awesome stuff, brother. We appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. We'll recap Monday.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. What's on your watch list for tonight, John?
Milton, obviously. That's number one for everything that Nick said, so I won't have to add too much to that. So after that, for me, is Jaden Blue. I mean, he's a running back. I think he'll have a major role in this offense, even as early as week one. And I think that he's a guy that probably gets the second most touches at running back this season, if not first, behind Javonte Williams. We'll see there. So he has been dealing with an ankle injury. He'll play in this game. That's a big one to watch there. Wide receiver. With Mingo being out, that opens the door for another receiver. To me, the leader in the clubhouse is Ryan Flannoy. I know fans won't like that because they want Trayshon Holden, because I'll be honest with you, Trayshon Holden shows up, and I totally get it why fans want him. I just think Flannoy, he fits better with what they had in Mingo. He helps more on special teams, and he's been in the, you know, in the building and around. I think that they probably trust him a little bit more. But Holden, I'm telling you, like, for every year we're out at training camp, there's all these Andy Jones, Dennis Houston, John Bea Johnson. Like, he, to me, is definitely the best one out of any of those guys, And it annoys me when people say, oh, you're just saying that because every year there's one of these. No, Trayshon Holden, there's something there, to the point where I kind of wonder, like, do they not play him in the first half of these preseason games because they want to try and slide him through and get him back on the practice squad? Because he's got, I'm telling you, he flashes at practice as much as any receiver not named CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, and probably Kevontae Turpin. He would probably be your next guy in terms of ones that have stood out. So, and then defensive tackle. You know, Nick mentions maybe there's another move at quarterback. It's hard for me not to believe that there's not another move at defensive tackle if you don't see enough from Mozzie Smith. I don't know how you can go into the season with these defensive tackles.
If Mozzie Smith plays in the second half tonight, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons has responded to yesterday. Doesn't mean anything. And I'm going to give you John Machota's masterclass for free as we crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece live from Freebirds on Beltline next. Let's crosstalk and get you fed today with the KNC Masterpiece on the road. They're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's Sean and Bobby. We got John Machota in studio with us for 2 hours.
Did you guys talk mostly Duke basketball and cards?
Okay, wait. All your teams, John. Your Florida State football.
Florida State football. Duke basketball.
Oh, your Duke basketball.
Yeah. Wayne State baseball.
No Wayne State. And just, the Detroit sports teams.
All right,
but, like,
so,
I didn't go to Michigan or Michigan State, so I never really had.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I had this affinity for any other programs.
So what is Cooper Flagg going to be in the pros?
Monster. I mean, obviously he's not going to be LeBron James in terms of like the athletic, like crazy things that LeBron's still somehow doing in his 40s, but he's just going to be so solid across the board, and just, I mean, like, literally winning is everything to him on both sides of the floor. Like, I fans are going to love him. I don't know that, you know, media-wise, it's kind of like a Luka thing where he's been the guy for so long that it's like he knows not to say, like, so I don't know that he'll ever be great, like, in that respect. But I've said before, and I'll say again, I think 5 years from now that he'll be so good that people won't have any regrets about. I shouldn't say regrets.
Be careful.
I shouldn't say regrets because they didn't have any say in it. I mean, they've lucked into this. But I think people will be happy with where the Mavericks are at.
How concerning is it that he never beat his mom at pickup basketball, though?
That is concerning. That is. I didn't even think about it. Maybe they should have taken Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
You have a player comp for him? Does he remind you of someone?
He really doesn't. And I've heard people say, like, Scottie Pippen. I don't know that that's really it. He doesn't. He's just completely unique. I don't think he has a weakness in his game. And I keep going back to this because I know it's not a big deal to some, but like how hard he tries on defense, how hard he tries to get others involved, just does not fit with what I think of young athletes nowadays that are as talented as him. He has the ability to be, I'm the guy, just give me the ball, you guys get out of the way, I'm going to the basket, I'm going to score. And I felt like there were many times last year at Duke where John Shire had to get into him about, no, take over right now. This is yours. Like, I understand you're trying to defer. Go now. And that's, I think, a great quality to have.
God, you and Hagee, you just don't strike me as Duke. Hell
yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I would not have said this about a lot of other Duke players. Like, I wouldn't have said that about R.J. Barrett. I love Kyrie. Zion, and I'm wrong on that right now. I'll give you that one. But there's so many other Duke players that, you know, Marvin Bagley, Jason Tatum, none of them are on the level that Cooper Flagg
Tatum?
Is.
Whoa.
No.
You mean in college?
Yeah.
Or you think he'll be a better pro?
Oh, he'll be better. I think he'll be better than Jason Tatum. Yeah,
that's not saying much. That dude's Jason Tatum's trash.
Corey, where are you guys?
Guys, we're at Freebirds off of Beltline today. Yeah, we already got some Tolos in here rocking with us.
So if you're wondering if they're open, I know it says they're not, but you know what? Just come on in.
Yeah, come on down and have a good time with us today. We got some giveaways. Freebirds had some giveaways as well. I think I saw some burrito giveaways over there, Kevin. Yeah, free dessert, free chips, dips, koozies, fans, and hats and sunglasses. They're all Freebirds stuff right there. And today we'll have Bochy on at 12:30. Mickey will join us at 10:20. And then Kyle Yeomans will join us at 1 o'clock today.
And I'll just stop by and pick up a headset whenever I want to talk.
See, anytime Bobby wants to swing by, he's always welcome.
What's the Freebirds order? Educate me. I've heard about Freebirds forever.
Monster flour with steak.
Monster flour. Okay, flour
flour
tortilla.
Burrito. Yes.
Here's your options, Sean. You got the flour, you have spicy cayenne, or low net carb tortilla.
Oh.
And you can roll those out there. You got ranch hand steak, Texas ground beef, fajita white chicken, carnitas, Freebirds chicken, and veggie and guac. Those are your options for internal. And then you can roll that out into the.
Mmm.
Did they just cut out?
Sounds delicious.
Of course.
Oh. Hey, give me a mic check. We lost you.
He got so excited.
Is that Ruben?
Bumped the mic.
Yeah,
up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, there we go. Gotcha. Look at that.
Okay. I have seen many people try. I have never seen a human being finish the super monster in one setting.
So it's he's giant. Challenging people. Yeah.
It is giant.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm a free bird with steak and chicken and then the queso and the lettuce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, queso on it. That's a good call.
Dallas location on Beltline. Micah Parsons responded to Jerry Jones on Michael Irvin's podcast yesterday. Removed all the Cowboys related content. Dropped the Micah 7:8 verse. Even if I fall, I will rise. The Lord is my light. And then Bobby, you saw TikTok.
Yeah, he posted a series of four photos of him blowing a kiss and waving goodbye in a game. And he had over it the Allen Iverson practice audio from the press conference, which says, "I'm going to win wherever I go. I do not care about where I go. I'm going to win. You talk about making my teammates better. I'm going to win no matter where I go."
John, we see this in sports now all the time. You know Micah Parsons in the locker room. Oh, how much do you think this matters? What does it mean, if anything?
Not much. I mean, a contract gets done and they'll be everybody will be fine. Everybody will be happy. They'll be holding up a Micah Who shirt or something. That will happen along the lines. So it'll be like Jerry holding up a shirt with like the script of that Micah tweet or something. Yeah. On it, you know, like, and they'll be like, everybody will be happy and hugging and whatever. So no, I don't. And honestly, I don't think Jerry does either. I remember asking him after the Micah tweet, I go, you know, you said when we asked you at the end of the season about the possibility of Mike McCarthy interviewing with other teams, and you said you didn't want anybody here that didn't want to be here.
Yep.
Micah Parsons doesn't want to be here. And he said, well, it's the back or whatever like that, as a joke, basically saying like, yeah, it's just like his back is hurt or whatever like that. Like he doesn't buy into any of that stuff.
Do you believe in his trade request? Like, do you think he genuinely is saying he wants out here? Do you think that is just he's trying to move the needle?
No, I think that he has to respond with something. But no, I mean, I don't know that there is a team and I don't know that there's a player that are a better fit than the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons for what both sides want. So I just find it hard to believe that he would want. I've said before, I think Micah Parsons is a player version of Jerry Jones. And like in the documentary, Jerry Jones talks about potentially buying the Chargers. He would not have turned the Chargers into what this is, you know? They would have been different, but not what this is. This is like the perfect thing for him. So I do not believe that he wants out.
Does that mean Micah no longer cares about winning championships either?
Ooh. You might be onto something there. I mean, hey, you get those contracts and the Defensive Player of the Year awards and that. No, I think that, no. I mean, I say the same thing about Jerry. Like, as much as he puts stuff out there right now, there's none of this stuff would be as close to what it would be like if you were able to get a Super Bowl for the Cowboys.
Corey, did anything really stun you from that Irvin podcast yesterday?
No, it all sounds like the same kind of things that he's been going through this entire time. Like the fact that he's cussing a little more than usual, that's something that is standing out to me, because it seems like when he cusses it's more serious. So I'll take that. I'll take what he did with Stephen A. Smith when he dropped
we've been on the wrong end of that.
that S ain't gonna work here. Like those things, it feels like it's a little more serious, but I don't know, man. I just feel what I'm getting is both of them are getting what they want if it's the show. And it feels like it's just a show constantly. So that's where I am with it right now. I'm so tired of it. I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, because then we won't have any drama.
Then we'll never have drama.
All right, John, I'm taking the final couple minutes to be selfish. You're going to give us a Twitter/X masterclass. You get every interview first. You're listening to all the radio interviews. You got all the pictures and videos at camp. How does your phone battery stay alive? You're positioning the setup in the stadium. How did that come about? How do you know what Cowboy fans want to get all the followers that you do and deliver the content? Give us a free Twitter masterclass.
Okay, so when you start saying that, first thing that comes to mind, you can't have a life. Like, this has to be your life. So you have to be an incredible loser. So, okay.
You're not married, no kids.
No. So this, I don't know how people do this job, being married and have kids. Like, I don't understand how they can have, I mean, you can do it, but to do it successfully, it just seems like.
You have to really ignore them.
Yeah. To get married and to have kids, I don't want to do either unless I'm going to be good at them. And as right now where I'm at in life, I don't see myself putting the time in to be good at either of those things. Compared to what I want to do covering
the
Cowboys.
You're just like Jimmy Johnson wife after 26 years.
No, John had foresight. Jimmy got into it and realized the mistake. John knew it in advance, and he didn't get into it.
I've been setting myself up to cover this 90s-type Cowboys run. You know what I'm saying? Like, 60s, they were building it. 70s, they take off. 80s, drop off. 90s, they take off. Drop off in the 2000s. Yeah. The 10s, when I moved down here, should have been when they were taken off again.
So do you think... So you're like... On your phone, you can check how much you're on an app. Would it be embarrassing to see
them?
Yeah,
I would never check. I'm not on, like, Shams level, but I'm on my phone most of the time. I mean, that was my thing. It's like, okay, so I moved down here, and it's like, I'm not going to be out reporting David and Todd and Clarence and these guys. How am I going to? And I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you guys have been a big part of that because of the Jerry interviews. Like, that was a big thing that when I moved down here, I'm like, I've heard Jerry talking last month more than I've heard all of the Detroit owners and GMs talk in my life on the radio. I'm going to start writing off of this. And nobody really cared. They were like, yeah, go for it. We'll put it on this, on our website or whatever, and it'll be fine. And they started doing well. And I started doing more and more of that and writing about that stuff all the time. And that helped get my foot in the door.
Are your camp pictures and videos the most popular thing you do? Or is it transcribing something? Or like people, you feel like you get the most followers picking up in Oxnard?
Yeah, it's definitely in Oxnard just because we're able to be on the sidelines.
That sucks. I don't know about Corey and Kevin. To get every play, that would be such a damn beating. Right, Corey?
I did that for one day because I needed to do some stuff for Carter. He had to drive somebody back to the airport. So I was like, all right, I'll get all these videos. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Do you have a portable battery pack? Like, how do you get it up so fast or edit it? I'm being serious.
So I have upgraded to whatever the highest internet I can get on Verizon.
Well,
so that's helped. But no, I usually get a new phone every 2 years. So usually the battery's been pretty solid when I have it. And then, I just delete a lot of stuff. So, you know, people reach out to me a couple months later or something like that about a clip, and I'll be like, yeah, I've already deleted it. But that's just every night. That's what I got to do after I leave the practice is I got to delete, like, you know, probably 60, 70 videos of, you know, just a ball in the dirt. Or I posted one video of CD dropping a pass, 'cause I was like, CD actually dropped a pass. It never happens or whatever. And there's just people in the comments like, delete this now. Why would you post this?
I'm
just like,
you hate our Cowboys.
Yeah.
You get one good play and it's like 1,000 views, and then you get a Dak interception and it's 4 million.
Right.
And you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And now no one knows, because they all take it on NFL Network and ESPN. No one knows not to go copy your video of the fans rushing in the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, so
is that Mashota patented? Mashota copyright?
No. That was just the one where I was just, you know, we sit up in the press box. We're there, you know, 2-3 hours before the game starts. And there was a couple of times where you can see the fans all running in. I'm like, I need to go down there and get better, like a better view. And then it kind of just picked up. And, you know, I've had like, you know, Amazon and when they moved to Amazon Prime and stuff, like other companies reach out to me to buy it and offered money. But technically, I really can't sell it on my own. Like the company you work for.
What?
The video, because I'm technically getting that because of my credential, which is because of the company, whether it be the Maury News or the Athletic now. So I really can't get any money off of it. Like, if I was just a fan in there getting it, you know. So
So Cowboys Ernie sells it then, and then he gets the money from Amazon.
there you go. Yeah. No, I don't think anybody else could sell it, but yeah, I think it's run its course. I think I need to chill out on the people running in.
The KNC Masterpiece, live from Freebirds on Beltline. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Cowboys, Falcons tonight. And John, great stuff, man. Thank you for finally coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.
It's the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.